Thank you for joining us as we discover nothing but the truth with David Johnston.
Success. Everybody wants it. Everybody should have it. Bookshelves are lined with advice and promises about how you can have success. But the fact is that God has a promise that you can be successful if you just practice one principle. And we've gathered here to learn that one principle. Bill, as a young man, was failing in school until one year somebody challenged him to practice this one principle. He had repeated a number of grades several times, and when he started this principle without doing any more study, his grades started to go up. I happen to know that by the end of high school, he was setting records, academic records, simply by practicing this principle. In fact, he learned the name of every person in his entire high school and sought out an opportunity during the last school year to witness to every single one of them. Sent them birthday cards. After high school, of course, he went to college. And Bill can now quote most of Psalms, most of Proverbs, and I understand most of the New Testament. It happened because he practiced one principle that we're going to learn about right now. You see, you want abundant life. The question is, how can you have abundant life? Jesus promised it. How can you have it? It seems so out of reach. The question is, how would you describe success? I think prosperity is probably one thing that you would say that helps. That's the part. That's an ingredient of success. Now, I'm going to show you some scriptures and quote them for you. And in these scriptures is buried the principle of success. And see if you can find out. I'll tell it to you in a few moments, even if you don't. But let's look at this scripture. It begins in Psalm 1. It's a wonderful text. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way with sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. By the way, before we go much further, let me give you three keys to happiness. They're right here in this text. The word blessed in the Amplified Bible says blessed, fortunate, happy, favored, to be envied with life's joys and satisfaction. Here are those three keys. Number one, the scripture says, do not follow the counsel of ungodly people. You cannot be blessed by following the counsel of ungodly people. Then number two, it says, don't hang out with sinners. And that's because of this law of association. We'll become like it. You will not be blessed. Because you see, the way of the transgressor is hard. The wicked are like the troubled sea when they cannot rest. Whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There's no rest for the wicked, saith my God. And thirdly, this text says, do not sit around with people who scorn. You see, scorners are mockers. And again, the law of association, you'll end up being a mocker. They make fun of parents, of teachers, of politicians, of dignitaries. They speak evil and don't sit with scorners. It's all in this one verse. Let's look at it one more. Blessed is the man that, look at this, number one, does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, does not stand in the way with sinners. And number three, does not sit in the seat of the scornful. But watch this. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Now watch what the results are. And he'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Now look at this. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In this scripture, the promise was given if you do this one activity, no matter what you put your hands to, it will prosper automatically just for doing this one activity. Well, what else constitutes abundant life? Success, you'd say. Well, that would be part of abundant life. Let's see what the Bible says about that. Look at this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, Okay, watch this now. After you do this activity that's just been referred to, for then, here we got prosperity again. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous. But watch this. And then shalt thou have not just success, but good success. Automatically, the same promise of an activity that gives you prosperity also gives you success. In fact, you don't have to do anything except this one activity. Well, what other promises do we get? And you can see in the diagram, the third thing, prosperity, success, and wisdom come from doing this one practice. And here it is. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Now watch this. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Imagine, over every enemy that comes against you, mental, emotional, spiritual, another person, a demonic enemy, this verse says that if you do this one activity, you will have more wisdom than all your enemies because they're here to stay. So get used to it, but they won't be a problem to you if you get wisdom over your enemies. Because you see, wisdom is seeing and responding to all of life's situations from God's point of view. And so when we get wisdom, we know how to handle it. It's not like we're down here looking at all these problems. It's like we're up here looking down, seeing from God's point of view, able to handle everything. Just like somebody playing checkers can see the moves in advance, can see what's happening on the board. You'll be able to do that with your problems. Well, another benefit is not just wisdom, but this promise of God is that you will have understanding. Let's take a look at that scripture. I have more understanding. Look at this. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. It goes on to say, look at this. I not only understand more than my teachers, I understand more than the older people, because I keep these precepts. Now, I was in college when I learned this and how exciting it was that I could be wiser than my teachers. Well, that is unless they're meditating in Scripture too. And the joy was that most of my teachers were, oh, I told you the principle. Meditation in Scripture. It just came out of me. I didn't mean to tell it to you yet, but you've got it now. In a few moments, I'm going to explain to you what Bible meditation is, how meditation works. I want you to see and understand, comprehend how this is the principle that God says, if you do it, you will always be successful. Well, I long ago decided, in fact, it was after this verse, which says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, because thy testimonies are my meditation. I decided I would rather have a knowledge of the Bible without an education than to have an education without a knowledge of the Bible. Fortunately, you can have both, but if you have a choice, take an understanding of the Bible. Because the Bible says that understanding, listen to this now, is a wellspring of life to him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Well, what else is in abundant life? What else is success? And here we have in the diagram, and you'll see it in the scripture in a moment, joy. Joy. Oh my goodness, what would life be without joy? Look at the scripture now. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Now watch this. My mouth shall praise thee. I will praise thee. Look at this now. With joyful lips. With joyful lips. When does it happen? What's the condition? When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Joy is the exaltation of my inward spirit that comes from genuine harmony with God and others. Well, as we meditate in Scripture, we get into right harmony with God and, of course, with others. And this joy naturally springs out of this one principle. You can have so much joy. In fact, I'm going to conclude with a demonstration from the Scriptures, an illustration, an outright statement of how joyful you will be if you practice this one principle that God promises. Well, let's look at another, one of the ingredients of abundant life, and here it is, peace. The Scripture says, great Peace have they, which love thy law, and nothing shall, look at this, nothing shall offend them. When you learn the scripture and meditate in the scripture, you will never be offended. And of course, if you're never offended, you will never have bitterness. Imagine living a bitter-free life. Imagine the tranquility, the peace. You see, if peace is not inside you, there's no use looking for it anywhere else. It's an inside issue. And this principle, meditation, promises that if you do it, you will have peace and nothing shall offend you. Nothing, nobody shall ever be able to offend you. You will be bitter free. Well, how about power? That seems to me to be a good part of abundant life, wouldn't you think? Power over sin, especially. And here it is in Scripture, in Psalm 119. How shall a young man cleanse his way? Like after you've gone the wrong way, how do you get cleansed from the wrong so you can start doing the right? Here's the answer. By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. Now watch it, because it's tied to verse two verses later. Here it is. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Now watch this. It is this hiding of the word of God in the heart that is, in fact, what meditation is. It's how we hide the word of God in our hearts. Look at one more diagram. One more benefit. Prophet. I don't think you could consider yourself having abundant life if there were no prophet. And so let's look at the scripture. Meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them. Look what will happen, that thy profiting may appear to all. You won't even have to go around showing off. You won't have to go around explaining to people that you're successful. And in fact, it will just show all the time. Comes from meditation, and your profiting will appear to all. And then faith. If you ever wanted to have more faith, here is the principle that practicing this will give you faith that can move mountains. Here's what the scripture says. Look at this. That faith comes by hearing and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. By meditating in scripture, saying the scriptures out loud and hearing, they feed back in here, it will produce faith in your life. Well, let's do a quick review. Number one, abundant life, you can have it by practicing the principle of meditation. You can have prosperity. You can have success. You will get wisdom. You will have understanding, even more than all your teachers. You will have joy you can hardly contain. You'll have peace. You will never be offended. In fact, you will have power over all sin by this principle. You'll have a profiting that appears to everybody and faith that moves mountains simply by practicing this one principle, the principle of meditation. Well, you may ask me, what is meditation? So let me give you a couple of tips. One of the best illustrations of meditation I've ever heard of is a cow chewing her cud, or a sheep does the same thing. What happens is a cow eats whatever cows eat, and they swallow it, and it goes down into their stomach. And then, in a more relaxed moment, they bring up, horror of horrors, a mouthful of what they've already swallowed, and they chew it and chew it and chew it and chew it and chew it. This is called chewing the cud. And it is this chewing of chewing and chewing and chewing of the scriptures. It is a picture of meditation. And that as we mull over it, muse over it, repeat, murmur these things of the scripture, it's like a cow chewing a cud, and then it takes that food and swallows it, goes down into a different segment or a different stomach, and it's digested, and then his body gets the benefit of it. Now, I want to warn you in advance, you don't meditate on whole large portions of scripture because you get sick doing that. You just need a mouthful at a time. I remember when I was going through some very difficult days long years ago, not that I've not had difficult days since then, except that I've learned how to conquer most of the difficulties that have come my way. But back when I was younger, I was going through a really tough time. And I'll never forget turning in my Bible to Psalm 31. We call it the Psalm of the Drug Addict because my father taught young men to go to Psalm 31 and memorize it if they were addicted to drugs and meditate in it. And it begins this way. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. And I took, that's as far as I got. 9 words. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. 9 words of the scripture. And I just stopped there. And I took those 9 words and I began to think on them and quote them and say them. And I would say, in thee, O Lord, I put my trust. And I would say, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Do I put my trust. Do I put my trust. I put my trust. My trust. And I lived in that verse for probably 4 days. And I'll tell you, my problems began to shrink so small. Let me tell you why. Here's what Jesus said. Let me give it to you in Philip's translation from the book of John. Jesus said, if you live your life in me and let my words come alive in you, live, come alive in you, you can ask for whatever you want and it will come true. Let me quote that one more time. If you live your life in me, and let my words come alive in you. You can ask for whatever you want, and it will come true. Meditation is the principle by which you allow the Word of God to come alive inside of you. Well, how do you meditate? So make sure you jot these down in your notes. Number one, you need to find an appropriate verse of Scripture. Not any verse will do. You want to find one that has application to your present life situation. Find an appropriate verse. Now, sometimes and most times you only need one line. Sometimes I read along in the Scripture until I, there's a little fire in that verse. There's a little spark. Something happens when I read it. So I slow down, don't try to go any farther. You can do that kind of reading another time. But I'll pitch a mental tent over that little line of Scripture. And I say a line because that is how meditation works. Remember, it's mouthful at a time. Look at this Scripture. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon another precept. Now look at this. Line upon line, line upon line. Now watch this. Here a little, and there a little. And that's how you get the stuff in you that has the power to make you successful in every part of your life. It's a precept upon precept. It's a line upon line. It's here a little and there a little. You cannot ingest or digest the entire, whatever you got, 1,700 pages of your Bible at one time. But you can get. You can get, let me see, half of 17, you can get eight words in your heart, line upon line, a precept upon precept. So find that one sentence, find that one verse that's appropriate to your life situation. The second thing you want to do is to memorize that one line or that one verse. Memorize that passage. Now, you might say, well, I don't have a very good memory. And that's okay, because as you practice this principle, the ability of your memory will automatically increase and get better. But here's a couple of tips about memory. Number one, memory comes from repetition. It's the classic method of learning. Over and over and over again helps it stick. Secondly, concentration. I remember when I was in school, and I had to, somebody would remind me, hey, next period we have to write out a poem that I'd forgotten to memorize the night before. And so I would sit there in history class, and I could concentrate, because only moments from now I was going to have to write it, and I really worked at it. And concentration causes you to remember. And then comprehension is another tip. It's hard to understand, or rather, it's hard to memorize something you don't understand. So comprehending really helps. And then, of course, application. These are the principles. Memorize it. Then number three, begin to repeat and review over and over again that verse of Scripture, that line. And then personalize each thought of the passage. Turn it vertical towards God and put your name in it. In Thee, O God, do I, David Johnston, put my trust, you see. Personalize every thought. Picture the concepts that are part of that thought structure. And then turn each part into a prayer to God. And here is where something mighty begins to happen. Because as you turn it towards God and God is turned towards you, divinity, if you please, enters into this function. Because he has promised to magnify. In fact, listen to this. Thou hast magnified thy word above all your name. And so he cooperates. The Spirit uses the word. Turn each part into a prayer. Now, let me tell you something that happens. As you do that and you take that one verse of Scripture, it will be like opening an acorn. What's inside an acorn? A seed? Well, maybe, but some people can see a whole tree in there. Some people can see a forest. Some people can see an entire city. Who knows how many cities are in one acorn? Every word of God in the Bible is just like that. It is jammed and crammed with supernatural stuff. And so we sort of extract it, we unzip it, or we unstuff it, and out comes the stuff of God right in the middle of that meditation, because God gets involved. And then lastly, make sure you apply the truth to your life. Well, where and when should you meditate? And the Scriptures are plain about that. In fact, here is a really neat place in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. It's the same for meditating in Scripture, it is for teaching your children. Number one, when you're sitting in your house, when you're just sitting around. Look at this. When you walk by the way, wherever you're going, when thou liest down. Look at this. And when thou risest up. Here's four opportunities. In fact, God wants us to do it day and night. Watch this phrase for a moment. Do you notice that to do it when you lie down comes before you rise up? And there's a reason for that. Because the day doesn't begin in the morning. The day begins in the evening. The evening and the morning were the first day in Genesis chapter 1. The evening and the morning were the second day. So as you go to sleep at night, you meditate. That's a great time. Meditate on these Scriptures. And when you get up in the morning, you'll get more rest and less hours because you meditate in Scriptures. Well, how does this principle work? Look at this Scripture. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. The unright man has to forsake his thoughts. And that's what meditation is going to change your thoughts. Look at this. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Look at what God says. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Watch this now. For as high as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Look at the Scripture now. Here's the promise from God. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither, but it waters the earth, now look at this, and makes the earth to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and food to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper on the thing whereunto I sent it. When God's word gets inside us, it will cause us to bring forth. And what are the results? You guessed it. Success, no matter how you look at it, comes from taking God's ways, which are in this book, his thoughts, meditating them in our hearts, and thus we arrive at abundant life. Now, I want you to see, in conclusion, the results. You will not just have success, but look at this verse. You will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Not just success, but it will be when you go out like all of nature is applauding, here you come. That's the feeling you'll get because you put the Word of God in your heart through the principle of meditation. That's why you want to know it in your head, stow it in your heart, show it in your face, sow it in the world. Make sure you meditate on Scripture because His thoughts become ours and we have abundant life.
Our hope and prayer is that you have been blessed and encouraged through this teaching. Our mission is to edify, exhort, and disciple the body of Christ by teaching nothing but the truth from God's Word, the Holy Bible. For more information about Nothing But the Truth or to view our teachings, please visit nothingbutthetruth.org.